This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey, the podcast where we explore complexities, breakthroughs, and unfiltered realities of lives touched by autism. I'm your host, Ruth Castle, here to guide you through heartfelt stories, expert insights, empowering conversations. Whether you are a parent, a sibling, a grandparent, an educator, or an advocate, professional in the space, this is your space to find community. Ask the hard questions and uncover new possibilities. Let's dive in. Today's episode is brought to you by Legal Shield. Because peace of mind starts with being prepared. As a parent and an advocate, I know how important it is to have access to legal support, especially when navigating the challenges of autism advocacy. With Legal Shield, you'll have 24/7 access to a dependable network of attorneys for advice on every IEP meeting and school accommodation to understand your rights as a caregiver. Also, those transitional times for guardianship and other legal matters, such as trust, wills, and other things. It is affordable and easy to use and designed to give you the tools needed to confidently face life legal challenges. Whether you are dealing with contracts, legal documents, or simply just need advice, Legal Shield is here to help. Protect your family. Advocate for your loved ones. Handle life's curveballs with confidence. Visit the link in the show notes below to learn more how to sign up today. Legal Shield empowers families one step at a time. Welcome to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I'm your host, Ruth Castle, and today we're diving into the topic that every parent and child on the spectrum has faced. How to manage the delicate balance of being a parent, an advocate, and still finding time to care for yourself. Whether you are fighting for IEP accommodation or navigating doctor's appointments or being the voice of your child, the weight of the responsibility can feel immense at times. But with the right strategies, mindset, and support, balance can be achieved. As parents, your emotionally connected, you're nurturing, you're focused on your child's well-being. As an advocate, you step into a professional role, researching laws, making demands, and navigating systems that often feel impersonable. Balancing these two roles requires strategy and self-awareness. The challenges of the advocacy fatigue. Studies have actually been done on this, and one of the resources that I'm going to cite today is Frontiers of Psychology. And this study was done in 2021, and it highlighted that parents of autistic children often experience higher levels of stress due to the multifaceted responsibilities of a caregiver and an advocate. And they recognize these signs of burnout is a key of the managing this dynamic. So this is why we're talking about, you know, not having that burnout. Being proactive. So here are some questions to ask your professional to maximize your support. Okay, so the professionals that is in your child's life, maybe even in some of your personal life that doesn't pertain to your child. So being proactive in your communication with your therapist or your therapist, your child's therapist, doctors, and educators can have a significant difference. They share the load. Here are some actionable questions that you can maybe ask your therapist that work with your children. What goals should we prioritize in therapy? And how can I support them at home? Therapy is only good is if you are carrying on the same at home. Are there resources or tools that can future aid my child in the development? What strategies can be used to manage specific behaviors or triggers? Now, for the doctors in your life, are there any medical conditions or co-occurring diagnoses that we should monitor? What therapies or interventions would you recommend for my child with unique needs? How can I ensure my child's nutrition and physical health are optimized for their development? For education, when you're going to those IEP meetings, how are the accommodations and goals in the IEP being implemented in the classroom? Can we include breaks or alternative communication strategies in the plan? And what do they look like? What are you accepting in your school? And in a later episode, we're going to talk about different types of communication for our nonverbals on the spectrum or not reliable speakers. And some strategies are accepted and some are not. And we are going to be doing a deep dive later in later episodes for those strategies at the IEP table, how to advocate for that. What are the matrix for success? And how will we, you know, quantify this data? How will the progress be communicated? So actionable strategies to find the balance and prioritizing tasks within a system. You know, so I use a lot of things that helps me stay organized. If I did not, I can do any of the things I do. I have a very full plate, and my son has a very full therapy load. But if I did not stay organized, I would not be the person that I am today. You do have to put systems in place. And I hate it sometimes when I fall behind on a few of my systems. and then I have to rebuild them or have to modify them. So, you know, one of mine is prepping food. And I know it's not on this, but it does, you know, you think about dinner, and I have gotten out of that prep stage, and I wish that I didn't, because now I have to go back and rebuild my prep routine. So just keep that in mind. Everything has a domino effect, and it is hard to get organized sometimes, but it is well worth the going through those little bit of growing pains to get yourself well organized. So sorry for the rant there, but going back to our strategies and finding that balance and prioritizing those tasks. So I use tools like my Google Calendar or Trello. As organizing appointments and meetings and deadlines, I also use Monday.com and designating specific days for advocacy tasks like emails and calls and really handling all of my, I call it my household management, handling all things like that, like emails and the calls and making appointments, paying all of my bills that I don't have on auto pay, things like that, to separate that out from the family timeline. So I build that time in to know when I can actually sit down, be focused, and have laser focus only on that task. So then I create, for myself, I work on like the support for in our local community. So I connect with local support groups, online communities. You know, for myself, I encourage you guys to do the same, where you can share experiences and vent and learn. Another tip is to create a supportive network. You know, you can connect with local support groups, autism support groups, or online communities where you can share your experiences and vent and learn and delegate task to your spouse or trusted family members or friends. And remember, you don't have to do everything. Everything does not have to just fall onto you. So having that self-care, that longevity, remember from episode 2, from filling your cup up first, you can't put somebody's oxygen mask on them if you have no oxygen to be able to help them. So just like on an airplane, when the oxygen masks drop down, you have to put secure yours first, then help others if they need it. Same rule applies here. You have to take care of yourself so you can be there for others. If you do not do that, you are doing a disservice to who you are trying to help. This is so crucial that we are going to have to do more episodes about self-care, because I do believe that is part of finding your identity. Like I said before, with mothers especially, we immerse ourselves in everything, and we are not meant to carry everything. And if you don't maintenance and take care of yourself, then it's all going to fall apart. And this is why I feel like we're going to have to make this probably into a series of self-care. So committing to small daily rituals like morning stretches, light journaling, like gratitude journaling, or even taking a 10-minute walk to recharge. Seek out therapy or counseling if you have emotional weight that becomes overwhelming. Or sometimes just have go talk with another mom or another friend and go have coffee. That can be so recharging. Therapy for parents is just as vital as therapy for our children. Remember, we are being pulled in 8 different directions at once. It feels like probably more than that. But we're not octopi. We cannot be pulled in all these directions. We have to stay focused and have to remember to take care of ourselves so we can be there for others. So let's shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk about preparing for an IEP like a pro. You know, in the past, they would say, like, keep a binder with all the relevant documents, evaluation, prior IEPs, and notes from meetings before. You can, so what I like to do is I will scan all of my son's, and that's what I've done with all of his past IEPs, is scan them into the computer. Any notes I get, I scan them in, and I like to have them electronically. I do have a physical binder, and I do keep it in a physical binder as well. But having a digital copy is easier, especially if, when you convert it to a PDF, it makes it easier. If you have to send it to doctors or other therapists, they can read it and take the highlights out of the PDF. So it makes it easier. And I just store it in a Google Drive. And then when I have it in a Google Drive, I also make it into a Google folder. This keeps it a whole lot more streamlined, so it's easier at my fingertips to be able to be emailed not only to teachers, but other professionals that would be in his life that is just a click away. Bring a list of goals for you to discuss. And don't be afraid to advocate for what your child needs. I'm going to include a free Google link for what I call my IEP breakdown. And it goes over on how to break it down, the IEP, and not all the pages you might not need, but they will be in there. So that will be a free resource of IEP breakdown that you can utilize. And it comes with a video on how to do it for yourself. Another tip: establishing a family ritual, meaning like routines and having that going. So you're going to create your weekly traditions. You know, you can maybe do a game night on like Sunday nights or Saturday nights, or you go out Saturday mornings for like a walk, or you visit parks. It's just to connect without focusing on advocacy or therapy. It's just family time. It's very crucial. And even if your child doesn't seem like they're connecting, they are. They really do enjoy that time. I've made a point to do this with my son, and he is nonverbal. And he absolutely does need this time. And I do too. And so does my husband. We have done much better by putting that in play for our family's health. I want to talk about engagement and empowerment. At the end of the day, balance is less about perfection and more about setting priorities. Give yourself grace. Remember that you are doing the best you can, and that in itself is enough. It is enough. You are enough. Being an advocate is one of the most important roles you'll take on, but equally as important to nurture the parent within you. When you care for yourself, you strengthen your ability to care for your child. And when you find balance, you create a healthier and happier home for everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I hope today's episode has given you tools and encouragement to balance life as a parent and advocate. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and share this podcast with other parents who might benefit. And remember, your story matters, your questions matter, and together we can navigate this journey one step at a time. Until next time. Thank you for tuning in to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I hope today's episode inspired you, brought you some clarity, or simply reminding that you are not alone. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and if you enjoyed this conversation, leave a review and share it with someone who might need it. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your voice matters, and together we can navigate this journey one step at a time.